Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you have been divinely set up today. You have been divinely set up today. There is an opening with an outpouring today to infuse you with His strength, to infuse you with His power to believe the impossible. There is an opening right over you, coming on the inside of you, filling you up from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. It is Jesus. It is Him who's come to visit you today. He's come to visit you today. You have been divinely set up. It has on purpose been chosen this day, this hour, this moment, these songs, the way you did things this morning, the way you got here this morning, the seat you chose this morning. Everything in your life has been divinely set up for you today. And He has already begun to open up on the inside of you such greatness, a magnitude of faith that the world is none familiar with. There is an anointing resting on you right now. If you'll reach up, receive it, draw it in, breathe Him in. He is here for you today. Oh, we love you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Lord, we trust you. We trust you, Father, because we know who you are. Your word is true. Your character, the things about you, Lord, it's true. What we've heard of you is true. We love you, Lord. We receive you this morning. Now, Father, we'll continue to walk through you, through with you, leading us and guiding us into the word today. Our eyes are on you. Our hearts are linked with you. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Father. We praise your name today. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Father. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory. Thank you, praise team. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Can we tell the Lord thank you for our anointed worship team this morning? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Well, we're going to stay in what He's doing. We have a very special guest with us this morning. Pastor Parrish Stone is with us. Many anointings on her life, but I'm so grateful so far this morning. You've brought us into glory already, and you're going to keep taking us up another level, and we're ready to go where the Holy Ghost leads you. Amen. So if you would welcome, stand up, please, and welcome and honor Pastor Parrish with us. A dear friend of our house. I am grateful and honored that you know my pastor because I get to know you. And I'm just grateful for your friendship. We love you and we're ready.
Oh, love you. I just want to give you another hug. You're so sweet.
You know, friendship is so important. You know, I know a lot of you know Dr. Savelle, and we had went to that service yesterday, and it was so themed around love and friendship, and it just made me really grateful for the people in my life, these two specifically, but so many people in my life that I just, oh, we do it together. We're a team. That's a side note. Holy Spirit's just moving. Hallelujah. Well, I just want to say thank you, Women of Victory. I am so honored to be able to speak into your life, that you have trusted me with this. I don't take it lightly. I never, ever do. I'm this young girl from Oak Cliff that was diagnosed with all kinds of reading problems, and here I am preaching the word because God is faithful. And it's just already the anointing is so strong. I'm like, okay, Lord, what are we doing? Okay, I got my notes. I did my part. Now you do yours, right? Amen. So actually, I want to start off by just praying. I always like to invite the Holy Spirit into this place and let me, I just want to be a mere vessel to get what you need this morning. Amen. So let's do that. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you inhabited our praise this morning, that you are already in this house, that you are already meeting expectations, you are already preparing the atmosphere, you are here and we feel you, we know it. And God, I just thank you for all that you are and for allowing us to be a small part of what you do. And I just thank you that as we go forth today, God, that the Holy Spirit, you have your way in this house, that you do whatever you want to do. We invite you, Holy Spirit, to lead this service. We invite you to speak through me whatever needs to be said. And we thank you that even through the worship, God, that as we lifted you up in praise, you were healing us. You are giving us breakthrough. You are changing our life. You are giving us new mindsets and expectations. And God, now that we're going to be under the sound of your word, the faith is being, it's growing. It is being built up, Father God, for such a time as this. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. How many of you came expecting? Yes. Expectation is a powerful way for Holy Spirit to move. When you come in knowing that he's the answer, he has what you need, and you come expecting it. God says to come boldly to the throne. Come boldly. Come knowing what he can do for you. Because it is, that is true humbleness. That is true. Being humble is technically, what I like to call it, is knowing that where we stand with God and letting him rule as Lord. So when you're humble, it's knowing your identity in him. It's knowing who he is, and it's knowing what you have access to. And that is not even in my notes, so I don't know who needed that, but praise God. Amen. So what I want to challenge you with this word today is to get creative. Get creative. You know, when I was growing up, I would always say, I'm not a very creative person. Yeah, I'm not a very creative person. It's just not, I'm not super creative. And then I spoke that over myself for years, and so I believed it, right? Because I said it all the time. What you say is what you believe. Amen? Yeah. Say the right things. And then when I got married to a very creative man, as you can see, I would always say, oh, Casey's the creative one. Ask him, he's the creative one. But then I recently received revelation that if I am blood of the Creator, I am creative. He created our bodies, our lives, our experiences, our abilities, our skills. You know, I heard it was Kim Walker, I believe, or Stephanie that with the really crazy last name. I don't know which one it was, but you know, both one of them. I love both of those worship leaders, but she said something one time. She said, God is not in awe of your talents because he made them. The talents and the skills that he gives you is for the people he's trying to get to. He's not in awe of it. Now he loves you and he's proud of you for doing what he said to do, but he's not in awe of it. He created it. Right? We have to learn to be creative in God. Just like he is creative in us, we have to be creative in him. Amen? I want you to look at your friend right now and say, guys, y'all can say guy, not girl, but girl, you are so creative, talented, and beautiful. And you look good in that outfit. Laughter just went throughout the room. And what does the laughter do? It heals like a medicine. Amen? Amen. And we are creative. We are talented. And we are beautiful. And we do look good in our outfit. God is faithful. I feel like the theme today and all week as we've watched people we love go through a trying time and a grieving time. And I keep all that keeps running through my mind is, you're faithful. You're good no matter what. The goodness sustains. Your word is final. And then we did that song, I Take You at Your Word. I'm like, oh yes, I do. Cause I'm like, his word is it. Every answer you need is in his word. Let's talk about our creative God for a minute. There was a while ago, it was on a Sunday, and Pastor Casey and I, we had just got out of two incredible services at our church, and we was hungry, okay? Not just hungry, but like real hungry. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm too tired to cook anything. I'm like that hungry that if I don't eat now, it's going to be bad. But me with my also very frugal self, he can attest to this. I'm pretty frugal. I believe in being a good steward. Amen. I was like, should we eat out or should we cook today? When I say we, I mean him. I don't cook, right? It's not my talent. I am creative, but that is not my talent. We were feeling very, very tired, and we had amazing services. And you know, when the Holy Spirit's moving, you're kind of pooped. You're just like, what are we doing next, right? Casey said something, and it changed, I think, the trajectory of that day, but also now our life, because now this is a standard. He said, because he has wisdom, y'all. My husband has a lot of wisdom. Let's just pray for God to give us a creative blessing, and if he gives us the money for the food, then we'll eat it. Because I didn't want to spend mine. Or it's ours, but it's mine when I'm having to be a boss about it, right? He said, let's go pick somewhere in faith to eat and God will take care of it. God is looking at ways to bless us. And we call it our creative blessings. And we ask for them all the time. Like, Lord, how can you give us a creative blessing today? Or how can we be a creative blessing today, right? So we decide we're going to go try this new Mexican food place in town. And it didn't even take us the time to pull into the parking lot. We made it into the parking lot. And about a minute after we pulled in, and it was like it happened. There was this Facebook alert that came up on Casey's phone, and it said, someone just sent you $60. Well, I have never received a Facebook alert that said $60. And my first thought was so spiritual, y'all. I was like, this is a scam. Facebook don't be giving us money, okay? That is not God. Because I'm so spiritual and everything, you know. It's a scam. So we start laughing, thinking it couldn't be real. And Casey messages the lady that it was saying it was coming from, because we did not know her. We knew her on no social media. We had never met this lady. We literally did not know her at all. She didn't follow our Facebook page or anything. So he said, hey, I just wanted to make you aware money just came through on Facebook for us, and we don't know you. I mean, basically, like, we don't know you. Is this real? She said, yes, God told me to send you money now, and to be a good steward of it. That's what I had to do. I'm like, Lord, I'm sorry. I doubted you. He was so creative that day. And we checked our banking account too before we went in there. I'm like, just triple chicken. And it was in there. Casey's like, I've never even set up our account on Facebook. I don't even know how this happened. We did confirm that it was for us personally and not the ministry. Just wanted to clarify that. She said, yes, I want you to do that. I want you to have that money. Use it whatever, be a good steward with it. Use it however you want. Eat with it, whatever you want. But I'm supposed to do this. And we even asked her again, do you know us? She said, no. You just popped up on my Facebook. Never met her either. Never met her. Still to this day, I've never met this lady. I really thought she was a scammer. But God is faithful. He's creative. He makes me laugh all the time. You think kids are funny? God created those kids that are funny. Sometimes I'm like, Lord, where'd you pick her from? Like, because Harper's very funny. I don't know if y'all saw the ring video that Pastor Casey posted where he was like, yeah, I gotta wear a ring because the ladies are all over me. And she goes, no, they aren't. Very, very, like, Dad, I don't know who needs to tell you this, but that has never happened in my presence, and we are always together. It was the cutest 7-year-old face of just complete concern for her dad's loss of brain. And she was very upset that he had forgotten that that's not true. And let's rein it in, brother. You don't really need the ring. You just like wearing different colorful rings. Okay. Amen. You know, that day did something for me. And it didn't end there. All day that day, God was doing crazy things. That was just the first creative blessing for that one day. And over the next couple of days, God provided different random and completely creative blessings. Someone left a brand new lawnmower and a gas can on our front door, which we needed. I think they knew that. That's why they got it for us, because our grass was really tall. An embarrassing truth. Amen. But God provided, right? Someone else walked up to us and handed us a significant amount of money that completely came unexpected. Another person asked for our address because they said God said that they needed to send us a specific amount in the mail. Someone that we have pastored for a while asked if he could become a spiritual advisor over his business, and he wanted to pay him for it. Praise God. That's just how it started. Over the next few months, God not only blessed us with a house of our... So just a little backstory on this. I have been believing to own a home, not just have a home, but own a home, since we started our church 5 years ago. I said, we're settling now. I just felt it in the spirit. It was time. Through a lot of prayer petition, through a lot of sowing, through a lot of speaking and believing, we just kept believing. We just kept speaking. And God blessed us creatively. And that right after that, we received our home and then found out that it was paid in full. As we were in preparation of moving into this home, we found out it was gifted to us. Then... now it's an investment home because we just bought our dream house. The small things and the big things. He's creative. He loves you so much. And he's looking at ways to bless you. Because you are his creation. And I think about the story of when my daughter made this picture for me and she was so proud of it and I had no idea what it was. Still don't. I had to get an explanation, but she was so proud of this picture and she wanted it. She's like, Mommy, do you love it? Do you love it? Like, do you love it? She needed to know that I didn't just like it. I mean, I loved it. Like in my every ounce of my body, I loved this picture. And the reason that she loved it and wanted me to love it is because she loves me, but she created that picture for me. How much more does God want you to love it? Because he created it for you. And you're his creation on top of that. Sometimes God's like, do you love him? Do you love him? I'm like, calm down. No, I'm just kidding. I do love him, Lord. He's my gift. But you know, God gives us people. He gives us things. He gives us blessings. He gives us finances. He gives us ministries, businesses, ideas. He gives us all these things, not because he has to. It's because he just generally wants you to live the abundant life. He just generally wants you in joy. It's like when your kids go above and beyond and do something for you and they can't wait for you to see it and they're just like waiting for the reaction. And you give it to them because you're like, oh, they worked so hard. You did such a good job. And they want that. They want to know they did good. We need to let God know he is doing a great job. He's worthy of praise. Why does he inhabit our praise? It's another side note. Whoever's pulling, thank you. Another side note is he inhabits our praise. The Bible says he inhabits our praise for a reason. Because where his presence is where he is. It's where everything is. It's where joy is. It's where blessings are. It's where breakthrough is. It's where the answers are. It's in our praise. You ever thought about that? As we lift up praise, we're getting every answer. As we lift up praise, we're getting everything taken care of. And that scripture you talked about, E320, we call that at our church, E320. Holla at me, E320. We wear shirts that say it. We're a little extreme. But we really love Ephesians 3:20 and that promise. And it's because it's not just saying God's good. It's saying God wants your life to be so, so good. Amen? Amen. Now, I want to tell you something, and I want you to take this, no offense here, right? Take off the religious seatbelts, right? Amen. Hey, y'all ain't religious in here. I already know that. I know who your pastor is. You got to stop taking boundaries off your prayers. He's able to move in amazing and unexpected creative ways, but we bound him up. God has no bounds. Nothing is impossible for him. We are the only ones who try to put limits and bottle God up and use him like a genie. We only rub it when we're desperate. Hey, I'm speaking to myself too. I've been there. And it's usually in that desperate moment when I'm like striving for God that he's like, where have you been all week? Girl, you've been loving your blessings so much you forgot about me. I see it all the time in the church too. We pray and we pray and we believe and we're steadfast and we're believing and we're fasting and we're prayer petition and we're doing all these things. And then we get the answer and we forget that God gave it to us. We get so caught up in the blessing that we don't go to church. We get so caught up in the blessing, we don't go to the women's meeting. Until we're back in that desperate moment again. That's not even in my notes, y'all. That's free. The creator of the universe loves creativity. That's who he is. I look around this room and I see how unique we all are. Everyone in this room is different. We look different. We dress different. We talk different. We act different. Not just in the way we look, but in the way we function too. It takes the whole body to create the body. Some of us in this room are big toes. Hallelujah. And that's okay. A polished big toe, but a big toe. You don't have one, you don't have good balance. And you can't wear flip-flops. And all the teenagers are like, what is a flip-flop? We wear slides. Or Birkenstocks. Hey, I wore them first. It's in the way we function, in the way we learn, in our talents, what we bring to the ministry. We all are called to ministry, just so you know. It says that we are to preach the gospel to every creature. We are to share the good news. So you do have a place here. Every part functions the way it's supposed to. And each of us have an individual role to play. Creativity is the use of our imagination, original ideas, especially in the production of the artistic work. That's the definition. It can also be used in every area of our life. So the reason I wanted to talk about creativity today is because imagination is a huge part of that. If you don't see yourself doing it, you won't. We have to see it in the spirit. We have to see it and believe it in the spirit. I'm not talking about carnal sight. I'm talking about imagination. You know, I think about Chick-fil-A and how they are so much better than everybody else. I feel unworthy sometimes going there because they are so happy and so joyful. And sometimes I'm hangry. Give me my chicken 4 seconds ago. You know what I'm saying? But these people are from another level. And I thought about this, and I was thinking about how Chick-fil-A has always got lines around the parking lot. People are willing to wait outside because they thought outside the box, outside the genie bottle, The owner listened to the Holy Spirit, and he did two key things. Treat people the way they deserve to be treated, and not in the carnal way, the way they need to be treated. And give employees Sundays off. Why do other fast food people not get this? They literally made it in plain sight, and they still don't listen. Me and Pastor Casey went to Taco Casa. Y'all, I'm just saying, it's a weakness for me. Okay? Taco Tuesday every day. Okay. And so we saw Taco Casa. We were so excited because our whole family loves Taco Casa, but I'm an extremist. And so we get in the line, and the guy sounded like he hated life to the deepest part of his being. It was like, okay. And we would like this. And we would like this. Okay. And we get up to the door, and it's like, it's almost like he had just one eye open. He's like, here. I'm like, why are you so unhappy? And I'm like, see, it's because he doesn't work at Chick-fil-A. It's got to be. He wasn't trained. He just doesn't know better. God will give us creative ideas that far surpass anyone else because we're his. There are lots of chicken places, y'all. But there's only one Chick-fil-A. I call it Chicken Fila. Y'all want to go to Chicken Fila? Everybody's like, yes. Because I feel like a princess when I go. No, my pleasure. You know, God is constantly telling us in Scripture to ask him. And I believe that there are a lot of things that we ask for that he's already done. I truly believe that. Every good work is already done. Every blessing is already done. But he does tell us to ask. And I think the reason why in Scriptures he tells us to ask on these specific things is because it makes us go to him. It's not even about the question. It's about the presence. Ask me anything, he says, in my name, and believe it and you will have it. God is waiting to see us get creative on our asking, so he can get creative on his giving. God already, he is the most creative being there is. He created the heavens and the earth and everything in it. He's creative. But sometimes our prayers stop the creativity of God. Or not praying at all. Not believing at all. Now, I will say this. There's been things I've thought of, oh, I'd really like that. I don't say it out loud. But my heart wants it, and God will give it to me, and I don't even have to ask him. And that happens. But there's a small difference between somebody saying all the time that they want something and thinking that they want something and not getting it, and thinking they want something and getting it. The difference is I have faith that God will give it to me. These people over here that are always, I want that. I want what she has. I want that. My life's just, it could be better if I had all these things. Their source is not God. Their source is those things, and they're never going to get them that way. He's creative. Genesis 1:27. I do have scripture, y'all. I know y'all are probably like, where is it? But anyways, it's Genesis 1:27. We are made in the image of the very creator. If that's the case, then we are to create with our words and imagination just like he does. If his words create, then our words must create. If there's power in his words, there's power in our words. So sometimes the asking is saying what he says. I have learned through the years of ministry that praise happens, it should happen in the good and the bad. Praise should happen daily, often, constantly, And when you learn to praise God like that, saying what he says, giving admiration to the Creator, you're going to find yourself in a very creative life, a life of goodness and blessings, just like E320 says. Now, I do have 5 components to creativity. This is the practical side of my lesson. So I just want you to think about this. The 5 components of creativity. 1, fluency. The ability to express yourself easily. Go on and express yourself, girl. Say what you go say. Make it what the Lord says, though. Calm down, you know. There's some things don't say. But as a woman of God, there are things in you that need to be said. And when you are being led by the Spirit, say it. I heard this lady on TikTok say the weird thing. I'm like, oh, I will, girl. I'll always be saying the weird thing. That's why I got a whole lot of friends. Praise the Lord. No, anyway. 2, flexibility. The willingness to change and grow. You have to be moldable. You have to be flexible. God says it, do it. It's just the way it is. If his word promises it, it will happen. You just have to know it's final. He said it, that's it. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care how I feel. I don't care what they said. He said it, and that's it. I will mold myself to what he says. Originality. My husband is the definition of this word. And that's why I love him so much. The quality of being novel and unusual. The willingness to be weird. I want to be weird for God. I don't care. If it's for God, I don't care what you think. But the great thing about being weird for God is it attracts people. The weirder you get, the more people come. I know this because I'm weird. Hallelujah. At our church, we say, we're not weird, we're deep. We're not weird, we're just deep. You have to be willing to be a little uncomfortable and be a little weird. 4 is awareness. Knowing about and being well informed about whatever it is. Whatever it is. You should be informed. You should grow in knowledge. I would even say that this could be the word grow. Because it's one thing to be flexible, but it's another thing to say, okay, God's calling me to this. I don't know how to do it. Where's my who's and where's my how's? Who can I connect with that knows how to do this so I can do it? Or what class can I take? What conference can I go to? What course can I do? It's your job to be aware. Will Holy Spirit give you supernatural insight? Absolutely. But you got to be aware. God said, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. And I think about that a lot. God, I don't ever want to perish or fail in something that you've called me to because I chose not to grow and learn. 5 is drive. Drive, the determination and urge to attain a goal. You have to get crazy about your goals. Part of creativity is imagining it and then carrying it out. I have a friend that loves crafting. Not my talent. We're going to go over the creative things that God has showed me in just a minute. But she's a very creative person when it comes to like crafting. She's naturally good at it. And she'll like show me these things and she's super excited and I'm trying to really enter into that level with her, but I don't know what she's talking about. And so I'm like, yeah. But she starts every project. She puts it all out there. She's got it written out. She knows what to do. She does it. She creates it. She completes it. And that's it. A lot of people in the world start things, get weary, and just walk away from it. That's why kids' dreams are so big. When you ask a kid, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a doctor, an officer, a pastor. I want to do things. There's no limits to what I can do. But have you ever noticed as adults, even we can say, a doctor, really? That's a lot of school time that you have to take before you make money. You know, we limit even our kids. We limit ourselves. We put these limits on God. And it's like, no, take all the limits out. Think like a child in this way. Be creative. Color if you want. I love to color. I don't do it near enough. And when I do, I have so much peace. When they came out with the adult coloring books, I was like, I don't know who did this, but they are brilliant. So if anyone wants to buy me a gift, no, I'm just kidding. Every one of you in this room is creative because you were created by a creator. Just like God, we are him and he is us in the way that we are creative. And the Bible says that we're made in his image. So we are his children. Do you get that? Like, you're his kid. You're his daughter. You're his image and his likeness. You're a princess to the king. If you would not say it to your 4-year-old self, don't say it to yourself now. I would never tell little 4-year-old Parrish, you're fat and need to lose weight. Or you're ugly. Or you're not equipped. Or you can't do that. Now, some of us can lose weight. That's not what I mean. But being ugly to yourself. God showed me a revelation of that too, because I used to hate myself. I really, really seriously did. I, down to my core, I truly did not like me, because I never knew what love looked like. And when there's no love, what happens? You're filling it with junk. And so I grew up not believing that I really was a great person. I kept thinking, there's this bad in me though. Like, I just felt it all the time. Like, no matter how good I am, there's still bad in me, because my family is bad and my parents are bad. And I just, there's a bad in me. I have bad tendencies. No, I don't. And no, you don't. We are created by the Creator in his image, in his likeness. I don't care what the world or the flesh has ever said or done to you. You can be healed right now. Gosh, there's no party like a Holy Ghost party. I'm just saying. Amen. I'm floating over here, y'all. Okay. But I just want to say something. When people think of creative, they automatically think artsy, like an artsy person. Like, oh, they, you know, they write music, and oh, they're, you know, they paint photo or paint. It's not photos. Amen. So I don't do that. They take beautiful photos, or they paint these portraits. They do all these things, and they think that that is what creative is. And it is. But there is so much more to creativity. Creativity is creating. It's using the very skills and abilities God has given you. That's creativity. Creativity can look like being very good at math. Having common knowledge. Being a strategic planner. Being intelligent in certain areas. Being an athlete. It's not just about being artsy. Creativity is built in us to push out our skills, our talents, what God has called us to be. Have you ever noticed the things you're interested in is likely close to your calling? Like, truly, if you really look at it and you're like, and then there's like people like Pastor Casey that is all over the spectrum in both senses. No, I'm just kidding. But he's like, he's just here, there, everywhere. He wants to create this and build this and have this. And I love it. I actually think it's a beautiful thing. I think differently, and I used to think that was not creative. But now I've realized that being the good steward of our finances, being the one who looks at the practical sense and comes to him with these ideas, it actually brings together this beautiful strategy, this beautiful way of doing it. And alone we can be scattered, but when we're together as women, when we're together as a church, as a family, you'll see that in people. Their callings coming out, their purposes, their goals, even reaching their goals, doing these things. There's people that have drive to just go for it, go for it, go for it. And then there's other people that are just like, I fly by the seat of my pants. I just go where the Holy Spirit takes me. And they're both needed. Y'all, they are. I have met people and thought, wow, she's flighty. Yeah. And then she prospers and she prospers and she keeps moving forward and she keeps growing because she doesn't have the stress that I can be under sometimes. Because I'm like, girl, you don't want to go. We're going camping. You don't want to take those high heels to climb those heels. You know what I'm saying? And then she gets out there and she's like, oh my gosh, I love nature. She just takes her shoes off and runs. And you're like, I mean, that is an option. I just brought tennis shoes though, because I thought it was a smarter idea. Do you know what I'm saying though? And it's like learning to just love like that and be creative and be understanding and love each other. So I want to take you to Ephesians 3. I'm so glad y'all are laughing because these jokes sound great to me and then, you know, not sure how they're going to go over. So praise the Lord. And Casey just laughs because he loves me, right? I'm like, how does this sound? He's like, I think it's going to be good. I hope. Gosh, I hope. Okay, so Ephesians 3. He's a supporter. So I'm going to start in 14 because this is Paul praying about love. And a lot of people don't know that the centerpiece of this entire section is about love, actually. We talk about the abundance in Ephesians 3:20, E3:20, because that's what we get out of it. But there's so much more that we get out of this and he gets out of this. Just hear me out. And we're going to go from the Passion Translation because that was the theme. And I like that. It's so good, y'all. I mean, I get chill bumps when I read it. Okay, moving on. So I kneel. This is him praying. So I kneel humbly in awe before the Father of our Lord Jesus, the Messiah, the perfect Father in every father, or the perfect Father of every father. So he's the Father of fathers. Do you see that? And child in heaven and on earth. And I pray that he would unveil within you the unlimited riches of his glory and favor until supernatural strength floods your innermost being with his divine might and explosive power. Go home and read that 5 times. It'll change you. Then there's more. By constantly using your faith, staying in continual faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside you. And the resting place of his love will become a very source and root of your life. You'll walk in love. You'll give love. You'll receive love. You'll have love. You'll be love like God is love. That was an add-on. Sorry if you are still reading. Then you will be empowered to discover what every holy one experiences. You ever look at Paul and think, I want to be more like Paul? Okay, he's my favorite, y'all. I truly love him. And but I think that a lot. Or like, oh, I want to be a little more like the way, you know, Abraham just, he just went for the gusto. You know, he didn't even have the Holy Spirit yet, and he was just all in. God, whatever you say, that's it. I want to be more like Abraham. You'll be empowered to discover what every holy one experiences. Like Moses, like Paul, like David. The great magnitude of the astonishing love of Christ in all its dimensions. That means there ain't just one. He just keeps revealing and revealing and revealing and revealing. How deeply intimate and far-reaching is his love? It's reckless. How enduring and inclusive is it? Endless love beyond measure that transcends our understanding. So it's far beyond what you can even think in your brain. Do y'all get that? Okay. So when you try to understand God, just go to the Word, because you're going to keep learning. He's going to keep revealing. This extravagant love pours into you until you are filled to overflow with the fullness of God. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you to accomplish all of this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request, your most unbelievable dreams, and exceed your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all. Outdo them all. For his miraculous power constantly energizes you. And y'all, there's an Ephesians 3:21. Did y'all know that? Now we offer up to God all the glorious praise that raises from every church and every generation through Jesus Christ and all that will yet be manifested through time and eternity. Amen. Praise. Your testimony of all these good things. The Bible says that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Do you know why? Because when you say he did it for you, then others can receive it for them. The prophetic anointing through every one of my testimonies about what God did creatively, you can receive that right now. I'm almost out of time, but I got a little bit more. Okay, are y'all ready? Okay, we go in. There are five major components to living what we like to call the E320. The E320 life, the abundant life, and the creative blessings. You ready? I'm going to do this a little quicker. One, constant faith. Constant. And how do you grow it? The Word. So you can even put the Word there if you want to. Constant faith. The second one, and this is based on these scriptures I just read. Every dimension of God's endless love. Every single dimension of God's endless love. So one, you get the constant faith. Two, every dimension of God's endless love. Three, exceeded expectations. You expect something, he exceeds it. You want something, he exceeds it. He doesn't just give. He gives abundantly, above all we could ask, think, or imagine. He exceeds our expectations. Number four, miraculous power. Miraculous power. That same power, that dunamis power that raised Jesus from the dead. Don't ever think that your prayers don't work. Don't ever think that your laying on of hands isn't enough. Because if you have constant faith, you're in every dimension of his endless love, exceeding his expectations, miraculous power. He just went into his hometown and healed a few people. That's a big deal. But when it's every day and it's all the time, that's how it should be. Every day and all the time. Doesn't mean we take it for granted, but it means that we know he have access to it. Number five, this is the last one of this. Never ending praise and testimonies. You're going to keep having reasons to give him praise. You're going to keep having reasons to tell testimonies. I don't know about you, but that is exciting. God, what can I tell them now, right? What have you done for me today? Tell the world that Jesus lives. I want to encourage you today with this. I want you to take a few minutes on your own time, and I want you to ask God for creative blessings. Maybe even write down anything you feel the Spirit is telling you. Maybe it'll be a dream or a goal. Or maybe something you haven't thought of since you were a little kid. He wants to do something new. Our weapons against the enemy are God. God and his Word. He's the weapon. But if you don't know how to use him, you'll lose in life. And I say this, I don't mean you'll lose God. You will never lose God. Obviously, if you have him, you have him. But what I mean is, you're going to look around and see that everyone else is walking in their victories. Everyone else is living this abundant life that God says you can have, but you're not tapping into it. Because you're not using God at his word. You're not taking him at his word. You're not trusting him. You're not being bold about your faith. It is so easy to fall for what you see in the natural. It is so easy to fall for it. That's why the enemy makes it so clear. It's so easy to feel the pain in your body and go, I'm healed in the name of Jesus, but I'm really hurting right now. How many of y'all done that? Me too. But the truth is, I'm healed in the name of Jesus. The truth is, God, I take you at your word. And my body has no choice but to do what your word says. It has no choice. Because I believe you, and you said I'm healed. I believe you, and you said my marriage is restored. I believe you, and you said my prodigal kids are coming home. I believe you, and you said I will bore a child. I believe you. I take you at your word. And something else, too, because, you know, sometimes people get on these little rabbit holes, and they're like, well, I couldn't find that in Scripture. The word is for everyone. But when God privately speaks to you about something private, that's for you. So just to clarify, because I've heard this recently said, I said, well, believe for a baby. If you want one, believe for one. But I don't know where in Scripture it says that I'm supposed to have one. But a lot of people don't have kids. Not only does he say that, he says that he gives us our heart's desire. What is he telling you in secret? What is he telling you personally? What is he speaking to you? And if you don't know the answer to that, you're not listening. Let's be creative today. Let's step outside the box. Let's take God outside of the genie bottle. I'm a genie and I'm a... I don't know why I'm singing that. Because that's what I do. I just think songs immediately. Carnal, bad songs or not, I haven't passed y'all. Anyway, I used to get down to that song. I'm not going to lie. So anyway, I love y'all. I want you to be creative. I want you to keep laughing. I want you to enjoy your life. And I want you to live what E320 promises you can live in. So who's E320 today? Who lives in the E320 promise? E320! Whoop, whoop! Okay. I'm done. Are we done? I'm done. Meeting adjourned. I love y'all.
Thank you so much. Oh, girl. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're so blessed. Amen. So blessed, so full, so rich. Now it's time to overflow. We're going to overflow in our giving this morning. So if you'll get a seed ready to sow into that word, into Pastor Parrish's life and ministry, we are going to receive. We've received and now we give. Amen. Praise God. So I really, really enjoy, our asking is God saying what we've already heard him say. We're asking for it because we know that that's what he'll do. He'll do what he said he'll do. Amen. And, she pulled up, an experience that Hector and I had on our vacation. You know, he's the fisherman. And because he catches. And so he changed his confession to, I'm going fishing. Now it's, I'm going catching. And so on the sailboat, he did some corresponding action and purchased a fishing pole you can break down, whatever he called it. And it was big enough to fit in his suitcase, a little bag, and he put it all together. And we're on the sailboat and our friends are laughing at him. Well, the wife was, because she's like, Hector, there aren't any fish out here. You're not going to catch any. You might as well just put that thing away. And her husband, John, who's Hector's boss, who's become like a brother to him, he said, oh, no, Hector's going to go catch today because he knows Hector. And so I'm sitting there, and I hear Hector declaring the word of God over it as he does every time he's out there, Genesis 1:26. Lord, you said that you've given me dominion over these fish. So fish, and then he speaks to what he wants. He said, fish, cruising down on that sailboat. We hadn't seen one fish anywhere we were sailing through. He said, I want you to go to the spot that we're headed to and meet me there. That whole ride was about an hour and a half possibly, and no fish in sight. And she kept telling him, Hector, I don't see any fish. Hector, you're not going to go catching today. And he was like, oh, yes, I am. Fish, I told you, you're going to go and meet me in that spot. I'll be right over there. And I would lean over and say, I agree with you. I'm here too. And so, because I knew this was coming. I knew this was going to be a good day for him. So we get on out there. Fish hadn't shown up yet. According to her, we get in the kayak and he takes me out to the mangroves, an adventure I'd never seen anything like that before. And as soon as we get to the spot, guess who's waiting? The fish. There were all kinds of fish swimming around that area, all next to the mangroves. And we are just like children. I mean, just so excited. And the first fish he caught was a barracuda about that big. Not a fish fly, but that's true. You know, the fisherman's stories. And what was really cool about that is on our first date, that was the first fish that I had caught on my first offshore fishing trip was a barracuda. And that's the one that we caught first out there. So your words matter, but it even matters that you believe what you say. Amen. And if you were on our Women of Victory video this week, one of the things that I released to you was the Lord kept telling me the last few weeks, there is so much more to my creation. I need my people to see it. And he just took me up on another level of that. It is time to get creative. Not that you have to make it all up. You're tapping into what he's already placed on the inside of you. Amen? So let's get creative in our giving this morning. Some of you are going to give something you've never given before. Some of you are going to actually tie on your belief with the seed that you're fixing to release in the ground. Some of you are going to walk out of here and you're going to know that, Lord, you said it. I believe it. I spoke it. I sowed it. And now I'm going to see it in my life today. Amen? Amen. Father, we thank you for the word that you've released through your precious girl, Pastor Parrish, Lord. We thank you, Father, that she was obedient to release the seed of the word that was sown into our lives, into our spirits this morning. So, Father, we give back to her and we say thank you for the word. We know it, Lord, that this is something that you have on purpose delivered to us today. So we are tying our faith with that and we are casting it out, Father, and we will reel in that which belongs to us, and we speak a hundredfold return over the ones who are giving today, Father, but over Pastor Parrish and her ministry, Lord. And we thank you for the continuation of the work in E320 that you are doing in hers and Pastor Casey's life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you would like to give, we do have our texting to give this morning as well. Pastor Danny, would you like checks made out to Victory Church? Okay, please do make out your checks to Victory Church. And if you would like to text to give, you can text VCHL, the amount you would like to give, to 73256. Click the link and complete your gift. And then we also have our envelopes for cash giving if you'd like to. So ushers, will you please come forward and receive our offering. Hallelujah. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. On other, correct? Guest speaker in the memo if you are giving online. Praise God. What a beautiful morning. Thank you so much for coming this morning. We're so blessed to have you here with us. Hallelujah. Pastor Roxanne, would you like to say anything this morning? So glad you're here today.
Well, I just want to say that I'm sowing my seed for a creative miracle. I've sowed it for a creative miracle. So the seed for what was said, and that was so good. It's so good. We're using our faith, and God's going to do it. And I'm so glad you guys are here. And they're going to be here tomorrow morning. So that boy over there is going to preach. He's my boy. I think I met y'all when you were 18. And now they're all grown up. Now you're 22. My, the years have been good. Yeah, that's creative, Casey. But we're just blessed to have you here. I'm glad everybody came. Thank you for coming. We'll be back here tomorrow, and we're going to have a good time. Thank you.
Praise God. Yes, we're so excited to have you. Saw Pastor Casey with our praise team this morning. Thank you so much for doing that and being with us as well. And Malachi, we're so glad, sir, that you traveled all this way to come be a part of the Women of Victory. Yes. All right. Well, thank you to our team, our Women of Victory team, all of you who have labors of love for our women this morning, and some of the men that we called upon to be our ushers today as well. Thank you all so much. Hey, we love you. God loves you. Stay in victory. We'll see y'all tomorrow morning. Be blessed.